Well, there are questions here about your mother's religious beliefs.
Well, she was a fine Christian woman, but she did not, she was not very verbal about it. She lived it.
Well, we know she was. Was she raised a Baptist herself?
No. Huh? She and Papa joined the Baptist church after they married there in Pearson, before Grandma and Grandpa ever joined a church.
Is that right?
Yes, they were brought up by Primitive Baptist parents, mm-hmm. I believe. Nearly all the older settlers who belonged to a church in South Georgia were in the families of Primitive Baptists, hard shells we call them. And they were very much like the others, except they don't believe in missions. I don't know what to do with that passage in the Bible that says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. But they don't believe in missions. And they believe in foot washing. And it's a few little things that's in their rituals, you know, that's different. But they don't believe in evangelizing much and asking people to come into the church. They believe that it's like Presbyterian. That, as Ralph McGill said, Presbyterian is just an educated hard shell.
It's a joke in Tallahassee that the Presbyterians refer to themselves as God's frozen people.
Yeah, well, that's what the hard shell did. You know, they thought that what is to be will be, and if God intends you to be saved, He's going to save you. Mm-hmm. And all that business. Well, anyway, somebody came through out there and helped to establish a little Free Will Baptist Church, which is very much like the Missionary Baptist, except that they have foot washing, too.
And let's see where we were here. How was your mother's health, Jennifer?
Well, it was good up to a number of years. Let's see, maybe about into her 60s, perhaps, she began to have failing health.
And what happened to her then?
She had a very bad diarrhea that couldn't be stopped, they thought. They finally got it stopped.
Did they ever find a cause for it?
I don't know about that.
Well, did she have any severe illnesses or injuries while you were growing up?
No, she broke her knee. I guess that, I wouldn't call that minor exactly, but it wasn't a...
Did that incapacitate her for a while?
Yes, it did. We were rushing out to go to play or something at the schoolhouse, and Mama stumbled over a little chair that belonged to Eula and Edwina. They had a little table and chairs. She stumbled over that chair and fell down and split her kneecap from top to bottom.
My goodness. Painful.
And didn't know she'd broken it, but she decided she wouldn't go that night with us. Said, you go ahead, children. I believe my knee hurts. Well, the next morning we went off to school and we came home at lunch. Found that Mama was in the hospital in Waycross. And they had to operate and wire the kneecap back together. Put a cast on it, and she wore it for about 6 weeks. Took it off. It's been all right ever since. So there wasn't any life-threatening things at that time. Then she began to have some little heart problems. And then she had way up about 85 or a little after, she began to get disoriented and had, I guess you'd call it Alzheimer's disease now. Mm-hmm. We just call it senility.
Well, how and when did she die?
She died in 19 and, gracious me, I didn't think, 75, I believe.
That's what you said a little
bit. I believe that's correct. It doesn't seem right, no. Must be. And trying to think of where she was. We've had so many deaths in the family.
Wasn't she in the hospital at Waycross?
Possibly. I can't remember. She must have been.
And she's buried?
At Sweetwater.
At Sweetwater.
Mm-hmm.